While Command Module pilot Stuart Roosa orbited the moon conducting scientific investigations, a special canister tagged along for the ride.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Before becoming an astronaut, Stuart Roosa had served as a wildland forest firefighter. In a joint effort between NASA and the U.S. Forest Service to help raise awareness about the Forest Service and their smoke jumpers, Roosa agreed to carry a canister containing between 400 and 500 tree seeds in his personal travel kit on the Apollo 14 mission. In spite of a ruptured canister, the loblolly pine, sweet gum, redwood, Douglas fir, and sycamore tree seeds traveled to lunar orbit and were returned to Earth where they were germinated and grown into saplings. Moon tree saplings were gifted to schools, universities, parks, and government offices, many as part of the U.S. bicentennial celebrations in 1976. Although no comprehensive list of the tree locations exists, many sites made commemorative markers for their trees. Today, some of the moon trees are still thriving, and many second-generation trees, fondly named half-moon trees, stand tall as a living tribute to the astronaut who first took seeds to space. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.